Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
What would you do if you found out that your child was the school bully? Would you ask your child directly and believe them, or would you investigate the situation and try to find out the truth? It's a question no parent really wants to ask themselves, and my guest today is Acting Chief Medical Officer at Children's National Medical Center, Dr. Joseph Wright. So, Dr. Wright, how do we identify the symptoms of our child being the bully?
Well, thank you, Melanie. First of all, let me just start by saying that I am delighted that this topic is being addressed today because we have had a great deal of attention on children who are bullied, who are victims, and even children who are bystanders, but far little attention has been paid to the bullies. And certainly there is a great deal to be concerned about with children who bully. They bear the same kinds of psychosocial and behavioral risks that children who are bullied suffer from. So, again, from the standpoint of a parent who has concerns, it's absolutely, absolutely essential that there is direct and immediate intervention. One of the concerns that I share with a number of my colleagues is that the risks and the consequences that are attendant to children who bully are not being paid close enough attention to are being missed. And I'll give you a couple of examples. We know that children who bully have a higher association of weapon carrying, also a higher association with substance abuse, and also with poor academic performance. This is information that is just coming into the scientific literature as we are really just at the tipping point of understanding what happens to kids who bully.
So now, Dr. Wright, if a child is that child, how would a parent know?
Well, some of the signs that children who are bullies tend to display in the household can be clues. For instance, if there are siblings in the household, a child who is focused on a domineering relationship with their siblings and one that is really predicated on physical violence, kids who really are abusive in settings outside of the in the home and also in other settings outside of the home, are those who really should be closely monitored for behavior around bullying other children. Also, one of the things that my child psychiatry colleagues have been able to clue me into is that children who abuse pets, for instance, is a cardinal sign of children who have a tendency to bully others. So whether it's siblings or pets in the household, these are signs that parents cannot ignore, absolutely, and really need to investigate. One of the missed opportunities, I think, when children begin middle school and really enter into adolescence is that we stop communicating with our children, and this is the time when communication is most essential. So in answer to the question you asked at the outset, the approach has to be direct. It has to be one where the parent is the investigator. It does not serve any purpose to try and go around talking directly with the child. And this is where a pediatrician or a counselor or a teacher at school can be helpful.
Now, Dr. Wright, speak to the parents for a minute here. There are a lot of parents out there who are saying to themselves, never my child, wouldn't be my, even if they're noticing these symptoms and they know down deep that this is a possibility, they would never admit it for fear of seeming a failure as a parent.
Yes, I understand that, and as the parent of two young adult boys, I completely understand that perception. But at the end of the day, what's important is what's in the best interest of your child, and this is why it's critical that parents are brought up to speed on this, the whole issue of bullying, but specifically what risks are conferred to children who bully. Again, kids who bully that are not intervened with have also a higher rate of being convicted of a crime by age 24. This is not conjecture. This is fact. And what I would advise, which is why I suggested that if there is a concern, one of the avenues of intervention should be a professional, could be a pediatrician, could be a professional in the school, to really help a parent understand that this is an issue that cannot be ignored, even if there is a suspicion. What has to be paramount is what is in the best interest of this child's well-being moving forward.
Now, do you think, Dr. Wright, that somewhere along the line of adults that are in this child's life, somebody's going to take notice, the pediatrician, the teacher, they're going to see that the child, you know, knocks another kid during lunch or, you know, something? Are people likely to be spotting this and not saying something, you know, for fear that someone's going to say that isn't true or that they won't be believed?
Well, I think that it is incumbent upon adults in the child's environment, whether it be a teacher on the playground at school, whether it be the pediatrician in the office during a routine visit, to really explore if there is behavior that's witnessed, or in the case of the office visit, to actually ask what is going on. I mean, that is one of the tenets of my work, is to really build awareness among adults that this behavior is not acceptable. It is not just kids being kids. And if there is any suspicion whatsoever, it has to be addressed. It cannot be ignored. And that all too often is the frustration for many of us who are trying to raise awareness, is that adults who see this are not saying anything and not bringing it to the attention, for instance, of the parent,
it's not helpful. And in just the last minute, give us your best advice if you suspect your child is a bully, and if you can cover in just a few seconds what to do if you have a friend and you know their child is a bully.
Again, I think that challenging the issue of the risks that our children face around the whole bullying issue, whether they are a child who is being bullied or especially if they are a child who is suspected of being a bully. There are health and behavioral health consequences of this behavior that we want to prevent, and that there is no excuse for an adult, especially a parent, ignoring the signs.
Well, I think that is what's some of the most important information, is that as a parent, we cannot ignore the signs, as difficult as that is. And I think that, as you said at the beginning, Dr. Wright, this is a topic that is not covered very often. So hopefully the adults listening will hear you and say, okay, I'm going to take the initiative and find this out. So thank you so much, Dr. Wright. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay well.